I here this evening, just for a minute, I'm just going to speak a word and brethren to come. I want to, first of all, thank God for his grace, for his mercy that he's bestowed upon us, and that the writer said that we should be called the sons of God. You think about that now, people. I don't know about you, but that's something to consider, that God would call us the sons of God. Who art man that thou art mindful of, or the son of man whom thou visitest? God loved us enough that he gave unto us his only begotten son. Give him into this world to not to be set on a pedestal, but he came into this world poorest of the poor. He said he became poor that we might become rich. We might be made rich. Isn't that something? How merciful God is, and how loving and how kind that this God that we serve is. And I thought, as Brother Jim sang that song, Lord, every day we need thee. And every day I get up and I pray as I go to work, and I need the Lord every day, all day long. When I sleep at night, well, I still need the Lord. Amen. From morning to night till the morning raises again, I need the Lord. I need his strength. I am weak. I see my weakness. I behold the weakness of the flesh everywhere I look. I behold the weakness of man and the frailness of man. How frail we are in this world that we live in. Seem like on every hand there is sickness, there's sorrow, there's troubles, there's trials, there's tribulations in people's lives, and I'm sure you have your share of each and every one. We don't know what tomorrow will hold, but we do know who holds tomorrow. For God is an everlasting God, and he's the same. He don't change. Things changes in our life. People changes in our life, but God remains the same. No matter what comes or goes, you can count upon the Lord. He said he was an everlasting abider. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you in the sixth trouble, not let no evil come upon you, which is death, which the evil one would come and snatch you away if it were possible. But to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So therefore, brethren, how can we lose if you know if you die in the Lord? I sing that song, you don't lose when you die in the Lord.
Right.
Unto them that's been born again, it's all gain for us. So here in this world, we have many losses, and we have the many trials and tribulations. But in the Lord, brethren, it's all gain. Whether I live or whether I die, we're going to gain. We're going to gain in the Lord, because it is all in his hands. It's not in our hands, Janet. Tonight, it's in his hands. I thank God this evening that the Lord has been mindful to us and has blessed us. I thought of Sunday. I went down to Richmond and got up to preach, and I didn't have one word to speak. Sometimes I get so empty. I don't know how, Brother Jim. And where it comes from, I know. I don't have to guess. It's not the extorting spirit all the time that we preach with. But when God revelates the mind and lets you be able to speak for an hour of time, it's God that's done it. It's not man.
You know
when the Lord is in the arrangement, when he is sending the word out, there's many hearts, and every heart don't need the same thing. So God will send what word he needs to the heart that needs it, brother. And he'd accomplish, the writer said. They worry about the global warming and all these things. The Bible said that the Lord caused the snow and the rain to come down, that give seed unto the sower and bread unto the eater. So is my word that goeth out of my mouth, that shall not return unto me a void, but it accomplishing that which I, the Lord, will please to send it. Sometime, brethren, I pray for him to send it to me. Because I love to hear his word, Brother Kenny. I love to feel his presence. To know him is eternal life. Do you know him today? I guess the question is, do you know him? Or do you believe in the only begotten of the Father that is full of grace and truth? He that declared the beginning unto the end and told John, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am he that was dead, but behold, I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and of hell. I've overcame the grave by resurrecting from the grave. He said, I have power to lay my life down, and I have power to take it up again. On the third and appointed morning, he rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. When sometime had the power over them, but it don't have the power over us today. Because we've got an elder brother that has come that way, and he has come out of the grave, Brother Terry, and brung us and been the first fruits of them that slept. Then after him, all that return comes after him. We are of the first resurrection, and blessed and holy is he that hath power in the first resurrection. Why? Because the second death hath no power over him, brother, which is the lake of fire. This is the second death. This is the death that I feel that I escape by being born again, brethren, by having the new birth in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not of that old creature, but I'm a new creature. The old things has passed away, and behold, all things has become new. Therefore, there is no condemnation unto them that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Listen, for the Spirit of God has made us free from the law of sin and death, brethren, which sometime had dominion over man under the law. But we're not under the law. We're under grace today. I'm glad that we're under grace. I'm glad that we live in the covenant of life, brethren. We're not under the covenant of death, brethren, that could give no life. He said if there were a law had been given that could have given life, verily righteousness would have came by the law. But the law came by Moses. But grace and truth has came by the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless him today, brethren. I love him this day, brethren, more than I love my life. Though I feel weak in the flesh sometime, yet I feel strong in the Lord when the Lord will come and visit me. Absolutely. And cause all the things of this world seems to just melt away. Troubles will melt. Worries will melt. It don't matter what the problem you have. If you have the Lord, brethren, he's able to take those things as though they be nothing. And you'll be able to persevere over all them.